Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Magnifique with me, your host, Gabrielle Forshi. Hi, how are you? How are we doing? How was your Easter weekend? Happy Easter for those who observe. Thanks, Jesus, for really doing that for us. Really appreciate that. Today is also Easter when I'm recording. I like to play this game called How Long Can I Push Recording Off Until I Cannot Do That Any Longer? And I'll be honest with you, I like to procrastinate. It is one of my favorite things to do ever. So being that there's no like life or death timeline, I love to procrastinate the pod until like Saturday, Sunday. So that's what I'm doing now. And it's so fun. Let me just give you a rundown of my Easter day since I've kind of wrapped it up already. I woke up at 6:30 and I started making some cinnamon rolls. And I've been talking about these cinnamon rolls all day long. I'm so tired of talking about these cinnamon rolls, but they really changed my life. So let me tell you about them. I got up, I made them, I made the dough, and then I said, oh, I should double this recipe. So I had to run to Walmart at 7 in the morning. I felt pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. I was like, oh, I'm an early riser. There's only old people near me in this Walmart. How cool am I? So then I went home and I made the other batch, let them rise. Lots of waiting around to watch this dough rise. So that wasn't fun at all, but they came out pretty incredibly. So point for me. Okay, pardon me while I gush over my dog real quick, if you don't mind. She went to the groomers yesterday, so I just have to tell you all about how so adorable and cute and fluffy she looks. I could post a picture on my Insta story today if you'd like. I will have that link down below. But for those unaware, I have a rescued mini golden doodle. And she's the cutest thing in the entire world. The rescue that we got her from said that she was used for breeding lots and lots of babies. So Miss Girl is now living the most pampered life in the entire world. I live to serve her. And so I'd say she's had a pretty good upgrade. I'd say having me wait on you hand and foot really is the best circumstance for her life. So congrats to her. Today, the episode that I chose is mainly due to me not understanding a lot of dress codes. I'll admit it, this episode is for me. I often get confused about different dress codes, what different dress codes mean, when to wear what. Honestly, yada, yada, yada. So let's talk about dress codes. What are they? A dress code, simply put, is a way of dressing to match a certain vibe, criteria, culture, what have you. It's just a certain way of dressing for specific outcomes. The pros and cons of dress codes. Pros, I really enjoy dress codes. I said I don't know them and now I'm like, oh, I really enjoy them. Pros of dress codes are to ensure everybody's dressed similarly. It's to ensure no one stands out. It's to make sure that the clothes that you have on your person won't disrupt you during your event, during your workday, your everyday life. Again, yada, yada. So pros are so that you don't stick out. Cons, though, are also kind of the same. Cons are that some of these dress codes can be rather elitist or classist party attire, and maybe more like fancy dress codes tend to lean more into quality. So higher quality products cost more, which aren't very accessible to those who have a lower income. I'm going to say it again. Yada, yada. It can be a little exclusive. It can be a little intimidating. It can be a lot of things. Let's talk about some of the most recognizable dress codes and what they mean, what you can probably expect from the dress code, what you should wear, and maybe you'll learn a thing or two, as I did. So let's buckle in. Let's talk about black tie attire. This attire strikes kind of the perfect balance between formality and a hint of flair and funkiness. It's the go-to dress code for a variety of special occasions. We have like weddings or prom, perhaps a fancy dinner. All of the above, really. So for women, you would see more of like floor-length evening gowns. Feel free to picture yourself gliding across a ballroom in a stunning gown that grazes the floor. Go ahead and opt for rich colors, dressy fabrics, velvet, lace, perhaps like a really deep purple or emerald green, jewel tones, and a touch of frothy details. Another part of black tie is dressy cocktail dresses. So when you want to make a quieter entrance, but you still want to look chic and cute, a cocktail dress is your bestie. While it's not technically black tie, it is kind of a subsection of black tie. And another way to dress for black tie is just your dressiest LBD. Yes, the little black dress. It's the little black dress that you adore for a reason. And it's a classic choice for black tie attire. For men, don't you fret one bit. You can wear a black tuxedo, matching trousers, just keep it sleek, sophisticated perhaps. A black tuxedo is a timeless choice for black tie and never really gets old. But if I were to speak my truth, sometimes I'm tired of seeing it. Sometimes I want to see a little uniqueness, really. You'll want a formal white shirt, super crispy, super clean, perhaps cufflinks. How do you feel about that? And for black tie, you'll want a black bow tie. Bring out the bow ties, ladies and gentlemen. We're giving SpongeBob. We're giving SpongeBob. But for black tie, the men can opt for no gloves unless you want. But typically, no gloves for black tie. That's more white tie, which we will get into next. Remember that black tie is all about dignified glamour. It's like walking red carpet, but kind of subtle little witty touches that keep the snootiness and the regalness of it all at bay. So that is black tie, but let's go into quite the opposite, which is white tie. And white tie gives regal. White tie is known as the full evening dress. It takes formality to majestic heights. Imagine stepping into a fairy tale. For women, it would be a floor-length evening gown. Go ahead and channel your inner royalty. Long gloves for an extra touch of sophistication. It gives Queen Clarice Rinaldi of Genovia. And then for men, black dress coat, black tailcoat. It's the pinnacle of formality with matching trousers, stiff collared shirt. It's kind of like black tie, just more regal. You want a white vest. It's just a symbol of elegance with a matching white bow tie. And bring out your dinner gloves, ladies and gents. You will need to have some wider gray gloves for your outfit. If you must, I do suggest that you envision Willy Wonka, just fancier. White tie events are reserved for royal galas, high caliber gatherings, and just really moments when stepping into the spotlight feels like magic. So I'm not having a wedding, but I always said that if I were to have like a wedding or a big party, I'd want it to be white tie. Just because I love regal. I love extravagance. So if I were to have like a little party, I'd make everybody wear the fanciest thing they could come up with. I actually have a wedding guest mood board. just because when I'm looking on Pinterest, like I see a dress, I don't need it for anything. But I do put it in my dinner party Pinterest board. So maybe I'll share that with you on the Magnifique Insta. Maybe I won't, but you'll have to follow to find out. So that is black and white tie. Let's talk about formal. Let's talk about the different types of formal. Right now we have business formal. I don't really have much for this. So if you thought every single subsection is going to be as long as black tie and white tie, it won't be. So let's just go through. These should flow pretty easily. I don't want to bore you to death. Business formal though, business formal attire is just formal and appropriate for a professional setting. Some of the key points here for women: dark suits or business style dresses. The darker the suit, the more respectable. So I've heard. Always heels. Remember, ladies, what men can do, you can do in heels and better. So embrace those heels. And keep it professional without distracting from the business at hand. This was a bullet point that I took from one of my sources. Let me give you the website. I thought that was so funny because I'm sure it means like no cleavage, no bra straps, no thigh. EmilyPost.com is where I got that from. So no thighs in the workplace to keep it business formal. And then for men, dark business suits, dress shirts, ties, leather loafers. No, it just says leather shoes. Or loafers if you so choose, but probably not for business formal, maybe business casual. And then for semi-formal is a balance between office wear and formal events. Remember that if an event is after 6 in the evening, lean toward formality rather than the semi part. So for women, cocktail dresses, perhaps the LBD again, long dressy skirts, elegant tops. Lean more toward the dressy part of business casual if you must. And then men, you guys have the same things every single time. Dark business suit, dressy shirt, ties, leather shoes. Ooh, how different. Okay, let's talk about different types of festive attire. Festive attire is often the choice for holiday or New Year's parties. It's essentially cocktail party attire with a seasonal twist, to be completely honest with you. It shows off ruffles, showy dresses, be it with your thighs or your legs, things that you can't wear in business formal. Lots and lots of just showy, flashy things, sparkles, tassels, what have you. Women, this would look like cocktail dresses or long dressy skirts with a top, featuring lots of festive colors. Champagne for New Year's, green or red for Christmas time. Really just leaning into the festivities of it all. Men, you have something different. How fun, finally. Men, for your festive attire, it would be a seasonal sport coat. Men, you'd get a seasonal sport coat or a blazer in the color of your choice. Make sure it matches the festivities, because that would be so boring if you showed up with a white blazer to a Christmas party when everybody else is wearing Christmas colors. And then a dress shirt and a tie. But this time your tie can be festive and have a holiday theme. For festive attire, go ahead and pick a more bold color than usual. Take a chance on flamboyance with ruffles, lots of legs, lots of shoulder, big earrings. And I think in festive, you can even get away with like a tiara. But if you're happier being a little more low-key, do like a single showy item, maybe like a bright silk necktie, tasteful glitter. You can dial it back a little bit. You don't have to go full festive, but that is the festive attire and what that would consist of. And we also have casual attire. Casual attire is what the typical person wears on a day-to-day basis. Casual dress code refers to clothing that is both informal and comfortable, yet clean and professional. It's best to go with nicer casual and to avoid the baggier items when you want to leave the house. Go ahead and put on some real clothes. But if you're just chilling at your house, sweatpants will do. Not that I'm trying to tell you what to wear in your own home, but you came here to ask what dress codes mean, so I'm telling you what dress codes mean. Women, this would look like khakis or nice jeans, maybe a sundress, casual button-down, and then plain t-shirts for the dressier casual, nicer casual, no slogans, maybe a turtleneck, maybe a polo, but make sure it is not a graphic tee. We're adults. What age do you think that we can no longer wear graphic tees without just being like, it kind of looks like we gave up? I don't really think there is an age, but maybe there should be. I don't know. This is a real question. I don't know. Men, for casual, you can wear khakis. No dress pants. You can wear a plain t-shirt. Basically, you get to wear whatever women wear. Except you also get to wear loafers and sneakers. So those are the main dress codes that you would hear on a day-to-day basis. But here are some dress codes that you would commonly hear broken down into sections. So what I mean by broken down into sections, so I have corporate dress codes. What are the kids wearing to work? What are we wearing? What are we doing? Who's to say? So the first one I have is going back to business formal. Business formal is characterized by suit jackets and matching pants or skirts. For women, again, it'd be a dark, well-fitted suit. The darker the color, the more respectful, the more professional. Same with men. Okay, why'd I sing that? dress shirts, conservative tie, leather shoes. Honestly, you should probably picture yourself being in the Wolf of Wall Street, going to a business meeting that your entire life depends on it, so you need to dress as professionally as possible. Go ahead and maybe even consider going to jail. You're going to a court date, you want to plead your innocence, and you want to look as professional as possible so they give you the least amount of sentencing. I don't know. I've never been to jail before. So I'm just assuming that's how it works, but I know it doesn't. I would just like to believe it does. You can personalize these business formal looks. Just ensure that your personalizations don't draw too much attention to yourself. I think the biggest thing with business formal is to blend in to the corporate cogs and really just be lifeless. But for work reasons, I didn't say that. I love working in corporate. Oh my God, it's my favorite thing ever. Let's talk about business casual. Business casual is more relaxed. It's relaxed, yet still professional. Here's what it kind of entails. For women, it is khakis. Choose a more comfortable bottom. That's not too casual, but you can still breathe. I really enjoy like stretchy dress pants. I used to work at Ann Taylor. That is a known fact. But they have a pant called the Easy Pant, and there's an elastic waistband. So it feels like sweatpants, but they are dress pants. So it's like sweatpants / dress pants, but it is the most amazing invention that they've ever had. I have multiple pair. So that is me. That is how I survive business casual. Sure. For men, seasonal sport coat or blazer with slacks or khakis. You can also optional a tie. Really, like I said, men, you don't change. You wear the same thing all the time. So those are different types of corporate dress codes. Everyday dress codes would include something like dressy casual. Dressy casual would be, it's like a versatile balance between formal and casual. Some ideal scenarios where you would consider dressy casual would be like socializing, maybe going out to dinner with friends, but like a nice dinner, not like Applebee's, maybe somewhere nicer. Although Applebee's, I haven't had Applebee's in a while. I was going to say, although Applebee's does slap, I don't know if it slaps. What is everybody's favorite chain sit-down restaurant? I'm going to go with Olive Garden? Question mark. Let me know yours. Okay, sorry. Dressy casual. For women, this would look like dresses, like a really dressy top. This is where a blouse would come in. I would wear a blouse. It's really just like a flowy, dressy, nicer top. Not necessarily like a business suit top, but also not necessarily a t-shirt. So find the middle ground. And you would just wear jeans. Jeans and a dressy top. Men, what do you think your options are for dressy casual? A seasonal sport coat. Casual button-up, polo shirt. You knew this. And casual chic, moving away from dressy casual now. Casual chic is kind of the same thing. It just mixes dressy elements with something more informal. So contrasting fabrics here are a little bit key. Examples would be a tailored shirt with some palazzo pants. Palazzo pants are just really flowy pants that are a little casual, but matched with a very tailored button down can look very chic. This is also the subsection of casual where places like smart casual would live. My work follows this one, so it basically just means you wear what you want as long as you look like a presentable, functional adult. So thanks for that. And then the last section I have for dress codes are event dress codes. So event dress codes are really just anywhere that is an event. How simply can it be put? No, I'm kidding. So this would be places where you'd find creative black tie, which just means it is attire with foundations of black tie, but allowing room for creativity and personal flares to spark. Maintains the formality while allowing use for fun textures or fun colors. And just making it your own. So women, this one's for you. Floor length gown, but this would be more fun. You could add different textures, I would say, with regular black tie. Single color dress. That's it. Maybe like a fun sleeve, but black tie creative. You could do like a little bit of lace, maybe some sparkle. Really just make it your own. And have like fun accessories, chunky jewelry. Men, you know what's in store. Tuxedo. Tuxedo, that is your only option. Okay, and then black tie optional is, hey, exactly what it sounds like. It is a dress code that gives guests a formal option to choose from. Men are requested to wear a tuxedo, but can opt for a dark suit, and women can choose either a formal gown or a shorter cocktail dress. When I see black tie optional, I'm going black tie. I'm not taking the optional. I love to dress up. I love to be fancy. I love to feel pretty. So anytime I have to dress up, I'm going to dress up, and I'm going to do it well. And then last one for event is cocktail attire. So it is really just, I would say it's more midi. It's more midi length, it's more calf length dress, but more fun. Fun colors, fun textures. I'm picturing in my head like an orange midi length, not even midi, maybe knee length dress with like a sparkly one strap. It's very reminiscent of 2012 homecoming. Was it my homecoming? No. I was actually in eighth grade in 2012, but it's specifically giving that vibe, and I can't shake that from my brain. Dress codes. Those are the dress codes that are going to get you through life, that is going to help you figure out how to navigate certain situations. I think as long as you know business, casual, and event, you're pretty solid. I think once you start getting into more advanced fashion styling, you'll need to know black tie and white tie. But as long as you know that business means, hey, let's wear some slacks. Casual is jeans are cool. And event means you better dress up. That's all. That's all you really need to know. Really, my job is done there. I could have made this 2 seconds long, but I chose to drag it on for 30-ish minutes. And that's because I like to talk. What's Joe Biden's plan to make me stop talking? What about that? Okay, so I hope you have the most amazing week in your literal entire life. April Fools. Just kidding. I do hope you have a great week, but also April Fools. No, I don't. Until next time, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope that you learned a little something about dress codes. This wasn't the most brain-stimulating episode, but I needed it because I was a little fuzzy on what the different dress codes meant and how to incorporate different dress codes into my everyday life. So it was necessary for me. Thank you. If you'd like to keep up with us, go ahead and follow us on Instagram at MagnifiquePod or myself at Gabrielle Forshi. I also have links to my Pinterest and my TikTok in the Linktree link as well. So be there or be square. Okay, thank you. Don't forget to rate the pod. Don't forget to follow us. Or else nothing. For legal reasons, that was not a threat at all. So thank you so much. Appreciate you. Bye.